T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron saw the sign. He opened up his eyes and saw the sign. I can't get that song out of my head. And I don't know what the next lyric is, Ron. You know that song?
I do not know. I've heard it, but I don't know it. Who does it?
Opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. I can't think of it either.
Yeah. I opened up my eyes, I saw my Ron. You know that song?
Yeah, I think it's just
it's going to be a long day when we open with Starkey singing.
I love that song. It's That's got to be whatever happened to our song
day.
Of the day, Ron.
We
that went the way of the Statue of Liberty play.
We're about as consistent as Mitch Trubisky when it comes to that.
I mean, well, it's gone, basically.
We can bring it back today.
No,
we
could. You're singing. It's what a way to start the day.
I love that song. Actually, I hate it, but it's in my head all
it's
the
catchy.
Time.
Catchy.
Welcome back, Folsey.
Thank you.
Steiny, in your place, gave new meaning to the term, I don't give a crap. And in a weird way, Ron, I respected it in the end.
No, he was very obvious about it.
Yeah,
thing. He didn't try to hide it. He just basically was counting down minutes till 1:56. And I mean, at 1:56, he was out the door.
Nothing was expected and nothing was delivered. And he didn't make any bones about it. Ron's right. I mean, it was incredible. I actually respected the fact that the guy went through the motions.
He just blatantly
didn't do a damn thing. I mean, that's the truth. And he'll be the first to tell you. Ron, I mean, that was a tour de force of...
Well, we got our star back. We got the young pony back today. The little pony.
I don't know what the word is. Yeah, the little pony's back.
The little pony is back today after a couple days off. We missed him.
What a wonderful man he is. He's got his little Pitt sweatshirt on. He's excited for the game tomorrow night. How about you, Ron? You excited?
I'm excited about the Steelers game on Sunday. That's for sure. I never thought I'd be excited about a Jets-Steelers game. But I am. But I had an interesting experience yesterday.
What happened?
Ron, I'm returning your call. This is Joe Namath.
Mm. Wow.
Still a pretty good thrill for a kid from Beaver Falls when you talk to Joe Namath. That's going to be my Sunday column. I got up at 2 o'clock this morning and wrote it. Couldn't sleep thinking about it. You ever do that where you're thinking about
it? Yeah.
And I got up at 2 and then laid back down at, like, I got done about 5 and laid back down and couldn't get back to sleep. But I'm thinking about, you know, he talked about the Jets. He talked about Trubisky. He talked about all kind of things. Update on his health. He survived a hurricane in Florida. It was a fun conversation with Broadway Joe. 79 years old.
Wow.
Do you believe that?
And still, I would imagine, sharp as a
tack. Still sharp as a tack.
In good spirits?
Yeah, yeah. Considering the hurricane, he was in Tequesta, Florida, which is in, like, Palm Beach County on the other side of the state on the East Coast. But they had a tornado there, he said, just a few miles north of him. So he had some wind damage and some trees and stuff, but overall, pretty lucky.
I remember talking to him on a couple of different occasions, Ron. And on one, okay, I'm looking it up now, he was 63, so that was 16 years ago.
Right.
And he talked about Susie Colbert. Remember that incident?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see what he said, just out of curiosity. Well, he said, I want to kiss you, right? Is that what he said at the time?
More than one time. I don't give a damn about the Jets. I want to kiss you.
I don't care about the Jets struggling, he said. He said, the Susie thing, I needed that to wake me up. Same. I don't condone that kind of behavior, but it was a blessing in disguise. Had I not made that ugly mistake, there's no telling how I'd be today. So I think that helped him stop drinking. Really?
He said it saved his life. Well, I had him on a show here a couple times I don't know if it was with you were here or maybe I did it by myself.
I don't think I was.
Or maybe it was in the previous edition, rendition of me. I had him on, and he said it saved his life. Mm. You know, he hasn't had a drink since then. He's had a fascinating life, off the field, on the field. And obviously, to me, the guy who brought more fame than any single player to the NFL.
You might be right about that.
I always say his statistics don't belong in the Hall of Fame. He's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. But it's the Hall of Fame, right? Who brought more fame to the NFL than him?
Right.
That Super Bowl III, that's when the leagues were merging, the AFL, the NFL.
Know.
And he brought legitimacy to it. And that's why he was as big as anybody in the world, you know, except maybe the Beatles for a few years in the late 60s. He was huge. Owned New York.
They didn't call him Broadway Joe for nothing.
Mark Kriegel did a fascinating book on him and talked about how he was, you know, he owned the clubs in New York, literally owned one of them, Bachelor's Three, and Roselle made him get out of it. Didn't like the unsavory characters who went there. Now all the sports are in bed with the gamblers, right? And back then he made him get rid of his interest in Bachelor's Three. But in the book, it talks about how he'd go into a club and like Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones were in there, surrounded by the beautiful girls, beautiful women. And they'd see Joe walk in and they'd leave the Stones and Mick to go over to Joe.
That says it all.
He was huge. Did the brute, you know, I'm from Beaver Falls too, so it means more to me than most people. But I wore the Dingo boots. I wore Brute aftershave because that's what he promoted. My mother wouldn't let me wear pantyhose. He did a national campaign.
I'm glad about that.
National campaign for pantyhose.
I remember that.
You know, the mink coats, just the life he has led. And for a period of time, he was the biggest, you know, he was Tiger Woods. He was Michael Jordan. He was as big a sports star as there was in the world. So it was still fun to talk to him all these years later. He's 79. Listen to this. He had right shoulder replacement surgery. I said that probably threw a few too many passes, right?
It's one of the most famous right shoulders in American history.
It goes back to my days on 6th Street in Beaver Falls playing with my friend Linwood Alford. I've been throwing balls around since I was old enough to walk. So.
Joe could run too back in the day before all the knee issues.
Right. He was a great baseball player.
What an athlete. So he'd walk into a bar and people would leave Mick Jagger to walk over to him. That's like when Fulzy walks into a Giant Eagle run.
Yeah,
people, you should see what happens.
People like flock to him, don't they?
Has it happened yet, Fulzy? I've asked you this periodically, and I think it's time for an update. Horse became known as Horse, Joe Kopp, out in public. People would walk up to him, especially at his games he was coaching out in Mars, and say, "Hi, Horse." Do they call you Fulzy when you're out and about? Do they recognize you?
Not really, but the only thing that I get in terms of Fulzy is, why are you named Fulzy?
That's at least it's something.
I know. Why in the world do they call you Fulzy? And so I have to go through the entire process of the producer before me. It was a horse. He was older.
Well,
I
get a kick out of our friend Shelty calling you Fulzy.
I love that.
That's pretty cool.
He is committed hard to that.
Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. It's a Football Friday, and we're going to start out with a nice cold six-pack.
Oh, on the weekend, baby. Yeah, bring it on.
Hang on. I was unprepared. You said it before the show, and I forgot about
the
cans.
Who are you, Steiny? You should have seen his act the past few days. I mean, it was incredible. He wasn't even listening to the show back there.
No.
Literally.
He kept his excuse was, well, I'm going through tape. You know,
I went back there. There were 6 phone calls once. I'm like, Steiny, phone, telephone. Can he answer it?
Steiny's great on traffic, though. You ever heard his traffic reports?
He's got the best voice in town.
I know.
We're ready?
There it is. Mm. What a way to start the weekend.
Little happy hour, but not a happy occasion for the first topic. The Tua situation from last night, which really began last weekend. With him getting staggered and the Dolphins just doubling and tripling down that it wasn't a head injury for him, that neurological symptoms aren't what caused him to stumble the way he did against the Bills in that game. And so then this leads into a game you know, 4 days later, where it's just a sickening play where his arm and fingers kind of freeze up. This time, obviously, it's a head injury and has a lot of people wondering, Ron, whether he should have played in this game. Ryan Fitzpatrick, his old teammate, was on the telecast last night saying, basically, listen, I've had every injury over 16 years. I never wobbled. He's talking about the Bills game.
Right.
I never wobbled around like that.
He came back into that game, by the way.
Yeah.
He left in like the second quarter, and he came back in the third quarter.
So should he have played?
To me, first of all, this has lawsuit written all over it. The NFLPA said it's, you know, really investigating why he was allowed to go back into the game. I saw somebody tweet out, I think it might have been the athletics guy for the Vikings, saying, don't question if he met the protocols. Find a way to strengthen the protocols. And if I'm blaming anybody in this, I'm blaming the doctors. It's an independent doctor that examines him. The coach has nothing to say about this, and I believe that. Mike Tomlin always says that. And you heard Bill Belichick the other day when he was asked about Mac Jones. He said, what do I look like, an orthopedic surgeon? They either tell me he can play or they tell me he can't
play.
So
it wasn't a team doctor who cleared him?
A team doctor's looked at him, but there's also an independent guy at every game, an independent, not just the team. Now, the team doctors, I'm sure, were there too.
Yeah.
But there's an independent guy. And they tell McDaniel he can play. So if I'm McDaniel, I play him. If they tell me he can't play, he's not good to go, then you move on to Teddy Bridgewater. So if I'm blaming anyone, I'm blaming the doctors. But, you know, maybe this guy was right. You know, that maybe they need to strengthen the protocol somehow. I don't know.
Do we need a protocol when we watch a guy wobbling around, unable to walk? Shouldn't anybody with common
sense?
I don't need a medical degree to conclude that that's a symptom of a head injury.
But I mean,
I'm just not buying that it was a back injury.
I'm not either. But, I mean, maybe he met the protocols at halftime when he was examined to get cleared.
Sure.
But I was watching some of these, you know, I think it was Chris Canty, who's really good, saying he knew last night when your fingers freeze, that's part of a concussion. He said, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
You know that's a concussion. And they all said the same thing you said, that when he was staggering, it was a concussion.
Yeah.
So they probably shouldn't have let him back into the game. But did he clear the protocols that are in place?
Sometimes common sense has to supersede the protocols, whether
I'm
the owner of the team, the GM, or the coach.
Well, Todd, the owner's suspended, right? He's not around, isn't he? So who
he's
makes,
not around, but I'm sure he can weigh in with a decision that's that.
Who makes that call? Is that? To me, it's the doctors. They're the only people.
Well, yeah, he was cleared to play by the doctors.
Right,
but I always question the true, quote, independence of doctors as well in these situations.
I think when the league went to all this, you know, safety protocols, you know, increased safety for the players, they put in used to be the team doctors would make the call, and they had pressure to get the guy back in the field, but now there's an independent doctor at every facility. And that's
right.
Who makes the ultimate call, who doesn't have pressure from the team.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if those doctors are feeling good about that.
Well, they should
two
be feeling
doctors
like
cleared
crap
him.
Today.
Barry Jackson, two doctors cleared Tua last Sunday, whether it was the right call or not. Many, many people without medical degrees spewing on Twitter tonight. See, I don't know that I need a medical degree to watch that and say, and by the way, to have the knowledge, like we all should have, that concussion symptoms often don't manifest themselves for days.
Right.
So why he was cleared to practice within 48 hours after that, I have no idea.
That's a good point about days. I remember I did a story, a long interview with Marc-Andre Fleury. He won like his 30th game that year and something. And I this was back in the day. I could sit at his locker and talk to him for like a half an hour. And he had won his 30th game, but this was when his commercial came out. Remember with his daughters and changing the diapers with the hockey stick.
Yeah, it was great.
One of the greatest commercials of all time. He was perfectly fine. He went home that night, driving home. The lights bothered him. He had a concussion, and then he missed like months, like weeks, months.
Right.
You know, if I talked to him that night, he was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So you never know when the symptoms are going to hit, right?
Yeah, I don't I don't want to play doctor, but you know what? If a any doctor, team doctor, independent doctor, looks at that incident from last Sunday and thinks a guy should go back in the game, they're wrong. I will supersede medical knowledge on that. They're wrong. You shouldn't send a guy back into a game after witnessing what we witnessed.
It goes back to if there's even a doubt, I think. If there's even a doubt of whether that was a concussion symptom, I think you have to play so far on the err on the side of caution, and I'm not sure that they're there yet.
Todd Haley last night tweets out after Tua got just flung to the ground, and we saw that sickening aftermath. And by the way, he got released from the hospital.
Traveled home with the team.
Traveled home. Todd Haley tweets out, really disappointed Tua was allowed to play this week for the Dolphins after what I saw last week. I would have said this isn't right, praying for Tua. Andrew Brandt, there are so many reasons Tua shouldn't have played tonight, and so many people, adults who know better, that allowed it. There will be lawyers. So
this is lawsuit written all over it.
Right. And then, of course, there was the site of the incident last night, which you couldn't help but think about. This is where Ryan Shazier got hurt. And Shazier himself tweeted out, praying for Tua. May God be with you and hopefully okay. The staff at UC Hospital does a great job with care. You're in great hands. He tweets out. So just really sickening. Really sickening to witness that last night. And man, I have to wonder. By the way, the investigation into that hit was still ongoing as of last night's game. What was that, Ron?
That was me. Sorry.
Come on, Folsy. Get back in the game.
That image of his head smacking into that, it's basically concrete. And then his fingers frozen like.
Yeah.
It's absolutely stomach turning.
Yeah. Yeah, send him back in the game. Maybe he would have cleared all the protocols last night as well. Who knows? But the it doesn't make sense because the protocols don't allow for enough time to find out if other symptoms manifest. What are we doing here? Didn't we all learn about concussions through Ben, through Sidney Crosby, all these people where it would be fine? You remember when Ben didn't play against the Ravens, Ron? That's because when he exercised on a Saturday, many days after his concussion, he had exercise-induced symptoms. I know that. What are we doing with these doctors? Honestly,
I don't know. Somebody's going to have to live with this.
So I see a guy stagger with obvious neurological symptoms. My decision would be: you're done for at least 3, 4, 5 days here until we see. If anything else manifests, you're going to have to go through the protocol over these next several days and exercise and things like that, see if anything comes up, because that's what we know about concussions. Not enough still, but at least that.
Yeah, and there's so much gray area. I mean, do you keep a guy out for the next week no matter what, even if he wasn't? Like Minkah Fitzpatrick, he was in concussion protocol. You know, if he doesn't show any symptoms throughout the week, do you still err on that side of caution and say, you know what, you're
might.
Not playing?
You might.
No matter what?
Yeah, and sometimes the guy himself can step in, but we all know most athletes, when they reach this level, are going to play.
They want to play. That's how they support their families.
There's Andrew Whitworth said last night on national television, I'm reading Roundtree's tweet, Whitworth said, I was able to lie my way through an NFL concussion test and come back into a game a few years ago. Of course, anybody can, because a lot of this is dependent on the person being truthful when you ask them if they're having symptoms.
And guys like Hines Ward, James Harrison have said they've lied their way back onto the field.
So that automatically makes these quote protocol tests inadequate at best because they rely on the patient to. It's not like looking at an X-ray. It's one of the rare medical tests where the patient has to tell you what's going on in order for you to make a diagnosis.
They're not always truthful.
Right, and that's why it's so hard for me to have like a strict opinion on it, because it varies from case to case so often. You just don't know how these guys are going to handle it.
I thought
after.
That was part of the protocol. If there were obvious neurological symptoms displayed, deficits displayed, then a guy couldn't come back into a game. I thought that was part of this.
That would make sense.
From years ago. But instead, we have to listen to the Dolphins coach telling us it was the back injury caused that. Let me find Ryan Fitzpatrick quote from last night.
It was just horrifying. I mean, I just saw now people were putting in out on social media. Somebody put out a Roger Staubach from a game in 1978, literally knocked out.
Yeah.
I mean, the back of his head hit that turf, which is basically cement.
Yeah.
Hit that turf. That helmet doesn't help you in that situation. Knocked him out.
Did he come back in that game, I wonder?
Nah, he did not. And I saw Vito Stellino. If you're old enough, you remember Vito Stellino covering the Steelers around here, tweeted out that he also had one in Pittsburgh like the next year that led to his retirement.
Mm. I didn't know that he retired on account of I never knew that on concussions. All right. That's only the first topic. We have five more in our opening.
But that was a
six-pack.
That was a 16-ouncer there,
man.
That
was a pounder, yeah.
That was a pounder. That wasn't just 12 ounces. That was a big boy.
That's a lot. There's a lot there, including from the football perspective. Does he play in the next game? When you look ahead to the Steelers' schedule, do the Dolphins look as daunting with Teddy Bridgewater? They're coming off. I figured that would be it. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the game last night from a football perspective and from a Joe Burrow perspective. And how about the Bengals fans last night? Let's do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maddie, crack another one if you would.
Give me a second here. Let me find the cans.
Starting to think he might have been pulling a Steiny on us there for a minute.
I was just hiding them from
not
you guys.
Being prepared, Joe.
I was
what
hoarding
think?
The cans.
He had a little can in the salad drawer, Ron. That's the trick you used to pull, right?
No, I never
at the
had
end of the
I,
night, I, you I, have I, the extra beer at the end of the night that nobody knows
did,
about?
I never did that. I never tried to hide them from my friends. Like you. You were a very selfish young guy back in the day.
Still am in some ways. Number two here, the Bengals and the Dolphins actually played a football game last night.
Wasn't a very good one, was it?
I discovered that I have Amazon Prime on my phone, so I was able to watch it.
How did you discover that?
I don't know. I said how I typed in Google how to watch Bengals Dolphins.
On your phone.
It sent me to open an app. It said open this app. Then it said sign in. I'm figuring I don't have an account.
Money, right.
Yeah, but I did, Ron. I have an account. Next thing I know, I'm watching the game.
Was it a free trial or is
no,
it?
No, I'm in. I don't know. Do I pay for that?
Good.
I mean, every month?
Yeah.
Or did I pay one time fee?
You can do
no,
either.
I think they said once you do that, it's like $99.99 a month. So you're going to pay $100 a month for that.
I don't know if it's that.
I was happy. I love the Bengals uniforms. And
weren't they cool? I love
they
those
were
helmets.
Fantastic.
Those helmets are tremendous.
So sharp. And man, have things changed in Cincinnati. It used to be any win was treated like, you know, with a ticker tape parade. Now beating a 3-0 team not good enough is not good enough.
It's expected.
You have people booing.
The fans booed their offense. Joe Burrow and their offense were booed by the home fans.
By the end.
A team that just came is coming off a Super Bowl.
Right. By the end, Joe Burrow was 20 of 31 for 287 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and 116 rating, which I just looked up was the 6th best mark of his career. And better than any playoff game. And I hear people talking about his arm strength
that
still.
That long pass to T. Higgins helped him out a great deal. Was that 59 yards, 56 yards?
T. Higgins
yeah.
was good.
He also had a 36-yarder to Chase, a 43-yarder to Boyd. Here's the deal with Burrow. He's playing the position to win. He's trying to make plays. He's willing to elongate plays to try to get it downfield, and that's what he does.
How many times was he sacked last night?
One.
Yeah, that's an improvement.
I'll say. So I think I'd take him. Seems like a lot of people last night were complaining about Joe Burrow, even in the stadium. What are you doing?
I would take him any day of the week.
Man.
I mean, he missed a few throws, but who doesn't?
Who doesn't? He winds up going 20 or 31, though. And he always has the yardage to go with it. His yards per attempt is normally phenomenal. Like, you go back and look at last year in the playoffs, and if memory serves, and I'll have it in front of me in a moment, 22 completions for 270 yards in the Super Bowl, 28 completions against Tennessee in that huge upset, 28 completions for 350 yards. He's there to win.
Did you happen?
And he believes making plays down the field contributes to winning, Rod.
Did you happen to see the suit he wore into the game?
No, what was it last night?
You got to check it out.
I will.
It's priceless. I don't know that I would be caught dead in that. People wouldn't want to see me in it. Maybe he pulled it off. I can't even begin to describe you to you. I would urge everybody out there to Google Joe Burrow walking into Paycor Stadium last night.
Paycor Stadium.
It's an unbelievable outfit.
Folsy?
By the way, I think that T. Higgins is exactly what Steelers fans can, maybe should expect and absolutely want George Pickens to become. Mm. They're very similar. T. Higgins is 6'4", 218. George Pickens is 6'3", 200. They play the same style. They can both get down the field and make catches.
You know what the first ingredient would be?
To put the ball down there.
Throw him the ball down the field, Folsy.
What's amazing is he's not even the best receiver on his team.
I know.
By the way, Folsy, could I have a can opening,
number
please?
Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a beautiful sound.
The Bengals, to me, see, this is, I don't know exactly how to articulate this, but I actually think it's true that you don't want to peak too early in the NFL. You want to sort of roll along a little, struggle at the beginning. You want to be peaking at, I mean, my God, they're proof of it from last year. I honestly felt the Bills started out with a performance that they can't match. They went into L.A. and just, they looked like the greatest team ever, the Rams.
Let me say one other thing about that game.
Yeah. What game?
The Bills-Rams.
Mm-hmm.
My conversation with Joe Namath. Okay, watched a lot of football.
Mm.
I've never seen a quarterback play a better game than Josh Allen played in that opening game.
Wow.
That's what he said. I've never seen a quarterback play a better game.
And it was game one, game Ron. One. I wish he could say that about Josh Allen
but
in the Super Bowl.
I can't get over. This is the same guy that bounced the winning touchdown pass last week to the receiver wide open.
Yeah.
And then he took off his helmet and slammed it down. I don't know. Football's a beautiful game.
So the Bengals are sitting here at 2-2, and I'm sure people are unhappy there. They're literally a backup long snapper and a bounce away from 4-0. They lost by a field goal to the Steelers, a field goal to the Cowboys. Now they've won two games by double digits. I think they're going to be just fine. In fact, I think this is almost the way you want to go in the NFL, where you play your best ball at the end, Ron. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. And every general manager I've ever talked to, from Kevin Colbert to even in baseball like Neil Huntington, always say it's not the best team that wins the championship.
Right.
It's the hottest team and the healthiest team that wins the championship. And I believe that. I believe that in every sport.
Folsy?
Asking for a can?
Timing here is horrible.
Yeah,
how long have we been working with this
guy? He's not paying attention again.
It's almost like Steiny has permeated the studio back
there. I'm still getting like his atmosphere out of the room.
What's a good nickname for Steiny? It's got to be something with alliteration. A word that means nonchalant. Yeah. Something Steiny. I'll get one. Anything come to mind, Ron?
No S word.
Sleepy.
Sleepy Steiny. Yeah. He might as well have had a cot back there for this guy. I mean, I'm not exaggerating to be funny.
We thought we woke him up on a couple of occasions.
It was incredible.
It was in Crinkulin is what it was.
Stupor? Stupor Steiny?
Steiny stupor?
Steiny was in a stupor for 48 hours. Next topic. Does the Steelers schedule really look that daunting after the Jets? Or does it look a little less daunting? To me, a little bit less. Still good teams, don't get me wrong. Buffalo, wounded. Tampa Bay, wounded. Miami,
maybe no
wounded.
Tool, who knows?
Yeah, and then Philly is, they're riding high at the moment.
That could change, too.
To me, it doesn't really. To me, let's pick a record for the Steelers, Ron, at the break. For what we know now, I think they're going to be 2-2 after this. I'm still going to go 3-5 at the break, but I do think they win one of those games, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go 2-2 there. I'm going 3-5 at the break.
Yeah,
you?
Me too. I think maybe they beat Tampa Bay at home. I don't like them in Buffalo, Miami, or Philly, but who knows if Tua plays. That's a number of weeks away, so maybe he will. I mean, is Tampa going to get their offense together? I mean, they haven't scored a first-half touchdown yet. I mean, they
got that's a literal question. Is their offense going to be together? They have no receivers.
They got to start to get it together somehow, some way. I don't see the Steelers better than 3-5. And I think if they're 3-5, then the schedule eases after the bye week.
Yeah.
They might find a way to stay in it.
I could go 4-4. You know, I mean, it's not like they're an expansion
team
here.
Can you see 1-7?
No. I can't.
They lose this week.
If they lose this week, we can have another conversation. I think the Jets are god-awful. And if they lose this week, wow.
Can't
you know
see?
What? We'll come in Monday, and we'll say, hello, 412-928-9370. That's all we'll do.
That's all we'll have to do.
Can you see them losing to the Jets, though, and then somehow beating the Eagles?
No, said that.
Yeah.
That's the NFL. That is the perfect games for the NFL.
And that's a Mike Tomlin move there,
the
too.
Jets beat the Steelers. Then the Steelers. Everybody will think Buffalo will kill them, and they'll win.
Yep.
I have a submission of Chili Billy for Steiny, Ron.
I did that too. Yeah, I got
Steiny stupor. What's a word that if you're in a stupor, are you stuporous? Stooping?
Somnolent?
You're not stupid.
Stupid. I would never call him. He's actually a very intelligent young man.
What did he call him?
Chili Billy. Anyone?
I'm trying to think here.
Steiny?
Looking up S words now for...
Stepford wife Steiny?
What?
I don't know. I'm looking at words that begin with S.
He thought he was done with us when he left yesterday. He has no idea.
Stunned Steiny? Stewing Steiny?
Stoic Steiny?
Stoic Steiny.
That's a good one.
But he's not stoic.
Yeah.
He's just asleep on the job.
He's in a stupor. I'm thinking of a way we can use stupor with Steiny.
Subdued?
He was definitely subdued. Yeah. That's no doubt about that. We'll think of one,
super Ron. Duper stupor Steiny.
I'll think of one. Words that rhyme with Steiny. Do you know you can look up in the rhyme
Heine.
Zone?
Heine rhymes Heine. With Steiny.
Steiny showed his Heine.
Heiny Steiny, words that rhyme. I'll look this up, Ron, in a moment here. We're going to get back to our six-pack. Still a ton to talk
about.
And
the great Ray Fittipaldo will be joining us at the top of the hour.
Including Ohtani makes more news, and Melvin Ingram made a bit of it himself. We'll talk about that next. Falsey's back. We're all excited. We enjoyed Steiny. Please don't get us wrong, but as I said before, he took full advantage of the situation. Nothing was expected, and nothing was delivered.
We told him it was like, Joe went to school. Joe was kind of a disorderly young guy, and he had a class with Mrs. Mintz, who had bad breath, by the way.
Ironically.
But this would be like somebody, a substitute teacher, where the kids pay no attention.
Right.
And they just fill the chair, right?
Mrs. Newthart. Was everybody remembers a substitute? Both of you, give me one from your days, Ron. Falsey,
Mr. Mitchell. He's now a full-time teacher.
Really?
I can barely remember. I remember a couple of the names of my teachers, but I can't remember a substitute.
The subs were legendary. Mrs. Newthart. Oh,
most
man,
of
we put
them
her
did,
through
would
some
do
rough
nothing.
Times.
They would just sit
yeah,
there,
sit
caretaker.
There. Right.
But then
a
there
caretaker.
Was the odd one that would like try to flex their muscle.
Right.
Like, and we're going to do this, 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 and this. They were tougher than the regular teacher.
Oh, that wasn't Steiny. You got one, Falsey, for him?
Sedated Steiny?
You had one before in the break,
Oh, yeah.
Though.
Sloth.
Steiny sloth. The sloth.
Steiny the sloth.
Yeah.
That seems a little harsh.
It's a little harsh.
That's harsh.
We got to give the guy a break.
Here. I have two. It turns out that stupor, which is what Steiny was actually in for the past 48 hours, can be an adjective. Stuporous or stuporific, something inducing sleep, especially a drug. The doctor prescribed that doesn't work. How about stuporous Steiny, Ron?
That works.
What about stupefied?
Stupefied Steiny.
Stupefied Steiny.
It still sounds a little mean, though.
It does. Yeah. I'm sorry, Steiny.
And I don't know you as a mean person.
No.
We're tough on Steiny today.
We're tough on Steiny.
We're almost entering into Pompeiani territory.
I know.
Because we abuse Pompeiani.
We don't want to go there. All right. Crack one. Melvin Ingram, the AFC Defensive Player of the Month, the only player to have multiple sacks and multiple fumble recoveries so far this season. He beat out the likes of Mr. Alex Highsmith, who leads the league in sacks. Ingram also has six solo tackles to go with his multiple sacks and multiple fumble recoveries.
Now, I did not get lucky enough to see the game last night. How did he play last night?
I didn't really notice him that much.
Me either.
I didn't notice
really
him because he has that odd number. What is
he,
six?
He scored at least one touchdown this season, too, defensively, the one he rolled in week one.
Thought Minka might have a shot, but Minka didn't have such a great game, I don't think, in Cleveland.
Yeah. So how do we look back on the Melvin Ingram saga now, Ron, if you had to sum it up in your opinion?
I think somehow Tomlin blew it. I don't know if he told him, you know, promised him something he couldn't deliver, or, you know, if Ingram was just, you know, was intent on quitting. I don't know. But my feeling is Tomlin didn't handle it the right way. He could have used him. You know, Watt got hurt later in the year, a couple games.
He can still play, obviously.
He can still play. And Highsmith has had his share of injuries. So I wish he'd have been able to stick around.
I
blame Tomlin.
I think it boils down. I think it's as simple as this. He was told when he came in here, I think, you're going to get to compete with Alex Highsmith. And he just flat out thought he was better than Alex Highsmith. And when Highsmith got moved ahead of him or stayed ahead of him on the depth chart, he said, forget this. What are you, people, out of your minds?
Yeah, but there
I'm better
be
than this
some,
guy.
There had to be some kind of conversation before that, though. They at least said, like, hey, we really like Alex Highsmith here.
Sure.
You
but
know.
But if the conversation was, you're going to get a chance to compete with this second-year kid, and there may have been a difference of opinion on who was the better player, and there still might be, by the way.
I just wish Tomlin would have been able to convince him, you know what, maybe you didn't get enough snaps this week. Hang in there.
Yes.
Your time will come. These guys get hurt. They need breaks. You're going to get a lot of snaps here. We need you.
I know.
You.
I know. And you wish that would have happened.
I wish that would have been. And I have to assume, and I know what you make of yourself when you assume, I have to believe Tomlin told him that, but just couldn't sell it to him.
But what he didn't do was put him ahead of Highsmith, and I think Ingram's thinking was probably, are you kidding me? The second-year guy who's done nothing? I'm Melvin Ingram. I've done some things in the league. Get me out of here.
Now he's Defensive Player of the Month.
Bulsey? Little slow, Ron, but we'll take it.
Beautiful sound.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, boy. I can imagine you just beaming last night when you kept following Ohtani, no-hitter through seven. Ohtani, no-hitter into the eighth. I could see you beaming.
Ohtani, no-hitter with two outs in the eighth. Ohtani extends hitting streak to 14 games in the same game, Ron.
Somebody tweeted that out, like, no-hitter into the eighth, hitting streak at 14. Read that sentence over and over and over again.
You think we'll ever see the likes of this again? I'm sick of the MVP conversation. I'll ask that. Do you think anyone else will ever do this?
I do think. I think this is going to open some doors. Now, I don't know if they will be successful as he is, but I think you're going to see more of this team's taking a chance on playing guys both ways.
Who's the guy the Pirates have in the minors? Bubba Chandler, right?
That's a quarterback from Clemson, right?
Isn't he a hitter-pitcher?
Yes, he is.
Is he doing both in the minors?
I don't
believe
know.
So. Last time
Who's the guy in Cincinnati, the center fielder and pitcher? He still plays for them, I believe, or still in baseball. He was a pitcher, and then they put him into center fielder. He was in center field, and they brought him in to pitch. He was doing it fairly often.
Michael Lorenzen?
That was
his name?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously not to the level.
Much smaller scale.
But he was a two-way player. I think it's going to open doors.
I don't think we're going to see the likes of this. Now, you might see some, but I don't know that you're going to see someone who's a star at both.
I'm not
maybe
saying
ever
that.
Again.
I'm not saying that. The chances of somebody matching him are slim and none, basically, with slim out to lunch. But I think you're going to see more guys playing two ways.
I have my doubts about that. Some may try, but I think unless you're special, that these people who run baseball teams are so careful and paranoid, and you know they want to make the right decision. They're going to make people choose, unless you're unbelievable at both. And I don't know that anybody ever will be again.
Not like him.
I think a lot of guys are going to find that it's much, much harder than they expected to do that.
This might be the most incredible thing in sports that I've ever seen in many, many decades of watching sports. Deion Sanders was close. I mean, a guy gets helicoptered from an NFL playoff or from an NFL game where he's a star cornerback to a major league playoff game here, I believe, right? Bo Jackson is up there. But I don't know that I've ever seen this. This guy's, he's a phenomenal pitcher.
Now, those two guys, Jackson and Deion, were separate sports. This guy plays two different positions in baseball.
Which is, to me, is almost two different sports.
It is.
When you're playing the game itself and then you're a pitcher, it's like two different sports.
Two completely different sides of it.
Posey? New information about Myles Garrett's car crash. I think we actually did touch on this yesterday from TMZ. 65 in a 45 zone. The Ohio State Highway Patrol said he was going at unsafe speed for the type of roadway. And WKYC in Cleveland said that those incidents that you mentioned yesterday, Ron, not that long ago, like a year ago, he was pulled over twice in a 24-hour period, which is incredible.
For driving over 100, right?
120 and then 105. I'm not a big Myles Garrett fan. I'll just tell you that. I don't like the way that he went after Mason Rudolph. I believe Mike Tomlin that there was no racial slur uttered. I don't like the way he conducts himself from time to time. And this is ridiculous. On consecutive days?
How fast did Antonio, was he going on McKnight Road? 118?
At least, yeah. Think about going 120 and getting pulled over and the next day going 105.
They think they're indestructible, man, and he found out different. He could have been killed in that crash. I'll be eager to see if he plays Sunday. I'm not going to rule him out. I don't think the Browns have yet.
Well, I'm glad he's okay, and I hope he learns a lesson, for God's sakes.
It's not only for his sake, but he could kill somebody else going that fast.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say I've never gone over the speed limit, you know, but it sounds like on wet roads in a really, was it Hokie yesterday? Not a straightaway there, you know, to be going along at 65. But even more bothersome to me is the other one. 120? Are you kidding me?
That's just unbelievable.
You get pulled over and then the very next day. Obviously, you didn't learn from that one if you're going at 105 the next day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.